Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February the 14th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host, and today we have a host of information. We've got Chris Ray reveling in the fact that this Porter abuse situation and saying, oh, no, they knew all about it. They knew all about it. And look, the real question here, beyond this guy that was there, and this may really take down Kelly. I mean, they may have to, the military-industrial complex may need to find a different handler for President Trump with Kelly gone. They may need to find somebody else who can control the flow of information to President Trump, because that's what he's been doing. I won't be sad to see Kelly go. And this is focusing around him. It's ultimately the guy that worked for him. But the real question was brought up by Piers Morgan with Tucker Carlson. And, of course, in an article that Piers Morgan wrote for his publication, The Daily Mail. And he said, all right, well, we can talk about this wife beater here and the fact that he was allowed to stay on even though he couldn't get clearance because of multiple concurrent allegations of beating his wives and pictures and so forth. And this is not the situation with Roy Moore. All right, this is not a situation where something surfaced from 40 years ago. There's no witnesses. It's just a he said, she said. No, this is something that they went right away. They got pictures of it and so forth. And yet it was allowed to go on. But he said the real question is, why was Omarosa put into the White House? This vile beast, he called her a witch, called her venomous, because he was with her on The Apprentice. And some of the stuff that he said that Omarosa offered to do for him so that they could get publicity, it's pretty amazing. And so we now see Omarosa has been let loose on the media, and she will say or do anything for publicity. Why are they there? And when I look at The View, and I look at Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and anything like that, this is the state of America. We have become a true idiocracy where we get commentary from the likes of Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. Washed up actors and actresses and late night comedians are now our political commentators. It's amazing. It's amazing. They're not funny. They're not entertaining. They don't know what they're talking about. Why are we paying any attention to these people? I don't understand. I mean, I can understand when you had people, we can go back to Walter Cronkite, where he was picked by the establishment to deceive the public. You can kind of understand that. He looked credible. But these people that they're using now, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, they're going to be the ones to tell us what's going on in the country. I mean, this is truly, we have reached sub-idiocracy levels if they're the ones who are telling us what's going on in the country. Well, I'll tell you what's going on through the country. We're going to talk about this coming up in this hour. We have Venezuela, one of the largest oil content. They're not producing anymore. I almost said the largest oil-producing countries, but they can't produce anything because of socialism. They're having to get oil from Russia. Oil from Russia. They're having to import it because their system has completely broken down. You've seen the massive exodus of people flowing out of Venezuela. People talking about the Mad Max road conditions as the entire society has broken down. And we've got something coming up in this country. You know, there's a guy who is, as the New York Times calls him, the longest of long shots for the Democrat nomination for president. Some guy you've never heard of, doesn't have any money, never heard of him. But he got some attention because what he did was he was going to base his campaign around universal basic income. Because as a Democrat, one of the interesting things about it was he said, self-driving cars are going to be so disruptive to our economy that you're going to have hundreds of millions of people lose their jobs. And so his solution, of course, is the same kind of solution we always see from Democrats. Let's make people dependent. Let's put them on an allowance. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the food stamp program. Great idea. It's caused some Democrats to have indigestion, however, because they start to lose control. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Valentine's Day. You know, we've had a couple of Valentines be sent to us in the last couple of days from the investigations into the coup against President Trump. We've had Byron York say that Comey told Congress that the FBI agents didn't think that Michael Flynn lied. Now, this is an interesting development. In just the last couple of days, what we have seen is this email that surfaced from Susan Rice that basically brings Obama into all of this. Because, folks, the buck stops there. Just as President Truman had the sign on his desk. But, of course, Obama wants to compartmentalize everything, especially this. He doesn't want you to see his responsibility or his fingerprints on this. And yet, Susan Rice's email definitely put his fingerprints on this. When Susan Rice wrote this memo to herself, as President Trump was being inaugurated, the very day as all that was happening, she does a memoriam to herself. A note to self. We must follow the rules. We must follow the laws. Do this by the book. She says multiple times, do this by the book. That's the phrase that she put in. Just a reminder that President Obama, when we all met together, all the people at the top of this conspiracy met together with Obama, and the very next day, Comey takes the dirty dossier fiction from the DNC and shows it to Trump. It's kind of, I always thought that that was a veiled threat. I think we're going to find out that it was a veiled threat. I said that from the very beginning when it came out in the testimony. Oh, yeah, well, I showed this to him, and President Trump said, that's total nonsense. You find out who put that stuff out there. You investigate this thoroughly. I think it was an attempt to intimidate him, and I think that Comey knew that it was false. I think he knew where this was coming from. They had all met, and the very next day he takes a jet up to New York and shows this to President Trump. So we're starting to see the fingerprints on this. And we're starting to see the fact that Comey testified to Republicans in a hearing that they had. This is just now coming out. According to two sources familiar with the meetings, Comey told lawmakers that FBI agents who interviewed Flynn did not believe that he had lied to them. We always said this was a setup, right? We talked about how easy it is to set up people. The fact that Martha Stewart went to jail not for insider trading, as most people think. No, she went to jail because she lied to an FBI agent. But, of course, that FBI agent was telling her a lot of lies. Nothing happened to him. As Judge Napolitano pointed out, the FBI agent who lied to Martha Stewart got promoted. Martha Stewart then turned around and lied to the FBI agent and went to jail. That's the system we have here in this country. So when you understand that it's not just the FBI, it's any federal agent, they can basically get, they don't have to let you know that this is a deposition. You're not sworn under oath. They don't notify you that they are testing you on something that you have to be very, very careful about what you say. I mean, if they came in and had lawyers and said, we'd like to question you officially, then you might say, well, let me get a lawyer here. Make sure that we're doing this by the book, because this could be very risky. Anything that I say here, I might incriminate myself. But they want to essentially not have you waive your Fifth Amendment rights, but just not understand what they are. And that's the entrapment. So Comey, and this is the key thing here, Comey said he didn't believe that Flynn had lied to them or that there were any inaccuracies in his answers that were intentional. Comey said that. to lawmakers. And so they said, and these are two sources now that are putting this out. As a result, some of those in attendance with this congressional hearing came away with the impression that Flynn would not be charged with the crime pertaining to the January 24th interview. So this is in March. So he's interviewed in January the 24th. They set him up, these people who were trying to overthrow the Trump administration. Then in March, the lawmakers talked to Comey. Comey says, no, he didn't lie. I don't think he lied at all. And if he did say anything that wasn't exactly accurate, he wasn't doing it intentionally. But then 9 months later, Comey was gone, they point out, and special counsel Robert Mueller was in charge of the Trump-Russia investigation. Flynn pled guilty to one count of making false statements to the FBI later on under pressure from Mueller. Why would he do that? Well, if there's a plea bargain there that he's not going to go to jail, you would want to make this massive legal fees go away. Because at this point, he's been fired for a non-crime by the Trump administration, and his political future is done, so who cares? People who know him know what he's about. The rest of the people, I would imagine he would just say, I don't care what they think. I mean, I can certainly understand why he would do that. That's the strategy of the government in all these cases, to trump up a bunch of charges for people, pile on false charges, and try to get you to plead to something. So they can show progress, right? They'd make them a deal so they could show progress. Lawmakers are now trying to figure out what occurred between the time that Comey told the Congress that the FBI did not believe that Flynn lied and the time several months later when Flynn had to plead guilty to just that. And of course, it appears that the FBI didn't think that he had done anything wrong. Has the FBI done something wrong? Another interesting development here, besides the Susan Rice email that ties Clinton into all this, shows us a very interesting timeline and a very interesting email trying to memorialize their innocence in all of this. Now we have BuzzFeed suing the DNC. They know that the DNC is behind this dossier. And BuzzFeed were the people who bought on this and pushed this thing out. So they're facing a lawsuit from a Russian businessman who claims that he was libeled when they published the dossier last year. I remember people like John McCain and many others had shopped this around to a lot of different news outlets, and everybody said, this is obviously fake. Remember that? Nobody believed this. Nobody believed it. Trump didn't believe it. Comey, I don't think, I know he didn't believe it. They're putting this thing together, just trying to intimidate Trump. And none of the news outlets believed this. They wouldn't run with it, except for BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed did. BuzzFeed is now being sued. And so BuzzFeed wants to find out what the DNC knew. And so they are arguing that the DNC has information. You think that would undermine his libel complaint. As part of the discovery process, BuzzFeed is attempting to verify claims in the dossier that relate to the hacking of the DNC. So this is interesting. In their defense, they're going to try to get the DNC to prove that they were hacked. And why would he do that? Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't BuzzFeed pursue a Freedom of Information request from the FBI if indeed the DNC was hacked? Well, that's because the FBI doesn't know. They said the FBI went to the DNC, and the DNC had their IT people, CrowdStrike, telling everyone that they had been hacked. And the FBI went there, and they said, we'd like to see your computers, your disk drives, and so forth. And they said, no, you can't see them. And they go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Have a nice day. I'm sorry I bothered you. Please don't get angry with me. And just walked away. I mean, when have you ever seen the FBI act like that, right? And so all of this information and the core of all of this Russia hacked our election nonsense is coming from the DNC and from their hired contractor, CrowdStrike. So yeah, go to the DNC as part of this lawsuit. This is going to be very interesting because BuzzFeed is in a fight for their life. And so they're going to want to get this information. So this is another front where all of these lies are starting to back up like a clogged sink or sewer on these people. It's going to be very interesting. All right, another news. We've got police investigating a possible shooting on the NSA campus at Fort Meade, Maryland. Of course, this is one of the major facilities of the NSA. They don't have any information on this yet. But, of course, back in 2015, they did have a person killed in a firefight as a car with two people on board tried to ram its way through the gate at Fort Meade. They deployed barriers. They fired on the vehicle as it accelerated towards the barriers. They crashed into it, and one of the individuals was killed. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. And Bill and Melinda Gates are very worried about welfare reform that came out yesterday. And as I said yesterday, I thought it was a genius move by the Trump administration on food stamps. We don't have much time left on this, so we'll talk about this when we come back. But you got Bill and Melinda Gates, people who ought to be looking and watching their back because they gave a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. It is a massive international fraud. And as Charles Ortel has pointed out on this program several times, you could have any number of countries come after these people. You could have the state governments come after these people because of the crimes they committed in the states. Or you could have the IRS come after it. And if they did, that would all back up on the Gates Foundation. We'll tell you what he has said when we come back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find, it's too late to change.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and if you want something crazy, let's look at the fact that we keep doing the same thing over and over again. We're going to talk later about the DACA incentive. As a matter of fact, let's talk about it right now. I said I was going to get back to the Bill and Melinda Gates thing, and I will get back to that. But, you know, let's talk about insanity. That music kicked me off. We've got a court. This is the second court that has attacked President Trump's DACA program ending. Now, let's think about how crazy this is. It's okay for Obama's Department of Justice, or not his Department of Justice, his Department of Homeland Security, and Janet Napolitano there. Janet Napolitano writes a memo and says, we're not going to enforce the law. That's okay. That's okay. But it's not okay for President Trump or his Department of Homeland Security to enforce the law, says a court. Now, what kind of court are we talking about here? Is this a kangaroo court, a FISA court, or Alice in Wonderland court? Courts are supposed to be referees in law. They're not even supposed to make the law, but of course they do, far too often. And we've allowed them to create law so often and to propagate this fiction that Supreme Court decisions are the law of the land. How many times have you heard that? No, they're not. The law of the land is made by the Congress under the Constitution. But of course, the law of the land in reality is made by the courts. The law of the land is made by the bureaucracy. And Congress does very little except to preen and to posture and to raise money. That's the reality of where we are right now. So we don't follow the Constitution at all. It's just this beard that they use, this thing that they wave, that they hide behind, that they swear allegiance to so that they can do whatever they wish. But if you understand what is going on here with the courts and this fiction that they are creating the law of the land, we've heard that about Roe v. Wade. It's the law of the land. It's been the law of the land since the Supreme Court decided that. Well, you know, the Supreme Court has reversed itself on many occasions. They've been wrong about many things. But they are not the law of the land. And it is not okay for a court, a district court judge. Let's see, this is a federal judge. What level is this? A federal judge. Oh, that's impressive. Federal judge, by all means. That means that you can't get rid of him. That's all that means, is that it's a political appointee that you can't get rid of. Pretty much like the people in the bureaucracy. Unaccountable, unelected, and you can't get rid of them. There are some procedures for getting rid of people in the bureaucracy, but it's very difficult. And you basically can't do it with a federal judge. So this federal judge on this power trip ruled yesterday in New York, because we've already had, I think it was a California judge. This is the second one that's done it. So New York and California, where else would you expect to find a political judge saying that the president cannot enforce the law? Sorry, you can't do that. Obama had his Department of Homeland Security say, we're not going to enforce the law. Now it's not possible for the next president to say, we are going to enforce the law. Nothing changed in the law. So if you got a problem, judge, with the law, if you got a problem with American borders, if you got a problem with immigration law, then you got to wait until somebody comes before you with a case to decide that. This isn't that. The law is not in view here. And they're saying, just as Congress is debating the fate of dreamers. Again, how Democrats use language to win the debate. Absolutely amazing. We'll talk about that in just a moment here as well. We got a great example of using language, but here's the Washington Times saying, the government must restart DACA and give them amnesty because a judge said so, just as Congress is debating the fate of dreamers on Capitol Hill. In that one sentence, you want to talk about fake news and Facebook or fake book saying we're going to vet who real news is. We don't want anything that's fake out there. We will decide what is true and what is fake. And this one paragraph here from Washington Times, I'm seeing three very biased terms used here to change the meaning of what's really going on. This is not objective reporting. The terms that you use slant the argument. But they go on, they say, the judge, this is the basis of the judge's reporting. The judge used, and they say he even used, Mr. Trump's own tweets as evidence that the DACA program was ended precipitously, pointing to the president's claims that he could revisit this issue as proof the program could have been continued. But it wasn't. And you don't use tweets to say, well, the president said he's going to enforce the law. And you don't say, well, but he had tweets over here which said he might not enforce the law, so I'm not going to let him enforce the law. This is the insanity that we're talking about here. The question before the court is thus not whether defendants could end the DACA program, but whether they offered legally adequate reasons for doing so. Did they offer legally adequate reasons for enforcing the law, the existing law, the law that has been there since before Obama? The law that Obama said he wasn't going to enforce, the law that President Trump says finally, after more than a year, his Department of Homeland Security is going to enforce the law, and the judge says, no, you didn't give sufficient reason. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to go beg these judges for a note, like he's a sick child? Dear judge, please allow Donnie to enforce the law of the land. Is that what the White House is supposed to do? Treat us like children? This is insanity. This is insanity. Yeah, that's the true insanity. Second judge doing this. And of course, the other part of the insanity is the rush to end this, have a bipartisan breakthrough, as the Hill calls it. We've all got to do something for DACA. No, we don't. It's not a law. It's not a program. It's not even an executive order. It's a fantasy that is being used to destroy this country. They're saying by limiting the debate to a few days and expressing his preference for a GOP proposal that mirrors President Trump's four-point immigration plan, Mitch McConnell has significantly influenced the process in the upper chamber. Oh, how unfair. Who would ever think that the Senate majority leader would try to influence a process? What were they elected for? We're elected for them to not only influence the process, but to enforce the law and to protect our borders. But, oh, must not do that. Must not do that. Can't influence the process, can't enforce the borders. On Tuesday, the Kentucky Republican, how unfair of him, proposed a vote on a measure to reduce federal aid to cities that do not cooperate in enforcing federal immigration law. But it is quickly rebutted by the Senate Democrat leader Charles Schumer, who objected. McConnell is siding with Republicans who argue that anything falling short of Trump's plan has a slim chance of becoming law. So we got Berkeley saying that they're going to be a sanctuary city, that they're not going to allow people to be arrested and so forth and so on. You don't get a chance to nullify the laws that the federal government has under the Constitution. They have a constitutional authority to do that. And so there's two different issues here. Berkeley and California is a sanctuary state. Berkeley has come in and with marijuana said, we're not going to allow the federal government to enforce the marijuana law. And they're not doing it on the correct basis, and they're not doing it on the correct laws. See, there is federal authority to protect the borders. As a matter of fact, that's what the government is supposed to do. But there is no authority for a war on drugs. And so the state could easily nullify an unconstitutional law that has no authority. But they cannot nullify laws about the border. We do have a border. And we do have authority under the Constitution for the government to enforce that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Matt
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
President Trump warns the Democrats this is the last chance to save DACA. Why should we save DACA? As I just pointed out in the last segment, we got a couple of judges, federal judges, saying, you can't enforce the law. I'm going to stop you from enforcing the law. This is the insanity, the level that we have sunk to. And this is a gambit on President Trump's part. Everybody knows this, left and right, that he has said, offered this this olive leaf to DACA recipients because we somehow have to pretend that because they're here illegally that you know, we need to do something about this. I mean, just as people have used the analogy, if their parents rob a bank, the kids don't get to keep the money, do they? Well, the parents committed the crime. We shouldn't take that money away from the kids. And on and on and on. I mean, should Bernie Madoff, his kids have been allowed to keep the money that their father scammed people out of? No, we've never had that kind of analogy before. President Trump had said they're going to have to go home. They're going to have to come back legally. We cannot have an invasion. And when you talk about this and use this as a carrot to people, as an olive leaf, rather, then what you're saying to people in other countries, because they do pay attention to this, as we talk tough, as President Trump came into office talking tough, we saw border crossings fall to unprecedented low levels. And then when he started talking about doing wonderful things for dreamers and so forth. We saw the levels go back to the Obama effect where they started peaking again. So if we're going to defend this country, let's do something. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, the very best thing we could do with the warfare welfare state is to stop the wars in all these different countries. But of course, they're doing just the opposite. We're out. We just killed 100 Russian soldiers in action in Syria. We've escalated this to the way that the military industrial complex wants to escalate this. They want to reset with Russia. They got to reset with Russia. They want a new Cold War. They got that. And they're pushing to try to get a hot war as well. So it's not just enough that they're pushing for regime change in Syria and all the usual nonsense that we complained and exposed under Obama. All this, oh, there's a chemical gas attack. There's a sarin gas attack. And it was a lie. It wasn't true. And we pushed back on that. Are we going to sit back and not say anything because now President Trump is in office? It's still the same military industrial complex that's trying to get us involved in every war around the world. Still has 7, 8, 9 different wars, at least that we know of. Some of these they're not going to tell us about. And so let's bring the military home and protect the borders. If that isn't about national defense, then we don't have any national defense. But it really is the Department of Offense. Because we don't defend this country. We don't even defend our borders. Instead, we create flashpoints and fires and we destroy countries around the world instead of protecting our own borders. So bring the troops home. Protect the borders until you can get a wall built. And then use the defense expenditures to build a wall. That's the best thing you could do to defend this country. Because if you don't, the welfare state is going to collapse this country. As we have this massive flood of people coming into this country, we will be the orphanage of the world, as Mo Brooks said. We will tell everybody, send us your children. We will take care of them. We'll educate them. And we'll send the bill to taxpayers. We can't do that. Cloward and Piven said you can't do that. Common sense says you can't do that. You cannot have fully open borders and a welfare state at the same time. So let's turn the welfare state, the warfare state around. Let's use the warfare state to protect the borders, and then let's have some reduction on the welfare state. We'll talk about that in just one moment because it's got people like Bill Gates and others very, very upset. You know, when President Trump came up and he's got a great idea, in this reform of the food stamp program. And basically he is eating the Democrats' lunch because what they do is they feed off of the public's need for dependency with these programs. And they feed off of the fraud and the abuse. And he's got a great reform there that's going to lower the amount of money that's spent there. But let's finish up with this immigration situation because the gambit here is that the divided Republicans cannot come up with a program to give amnesty and citizenship to the Dreamers, to the DACA people. Okay, I'm even using the terms. Everybody uses the term, so I have to use a term. But again, the Democrats love to create terms that give them the high moral ground that allow them to win the argument. But to accept the premise that we have to propagate that they have a legal claim upon us, and that anybody that crosses the border gets to stay. I mean, even Hillary Clinton in 2014 said we cannot allow that. Even Hillary Clinton. How we have moved in the political debate here, where now we have all the Republicans and President Trump saying this. And that's the damaging thing. Whether this goes through or not. And hopefully it looks like it may not go through. But the damage will still be done because we'll still be telling people, come on, you cross the border, you can stay. You have a legitimate right to be here. Anybody in the world has a legitimate right to be an American citizen. Anybody in the world can come here and be raised by us and educated by us. That's our responsibility. No, it's not. We cannot be the world's orphanage. So that's the real problem with all this debate that's going on. All this posturing for political purposes is undermining our principles. And it's undermining the existence of this country to say, to pretend that there is some legitimate right of these so-called Dreamers. The Dream Act that they're named after never passed. The Democrats brought that up several times. It never passed. And so now you've got Mitch McConnell out there playing games, pretending that they support this. Maybe they really do. I know Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and others really do support amnesty. That's a dangerous thing. We've got The Gang of Eight were able to get this stuff passed back in 2013, but it was stopped in the House. And they're expecting that if the Senate can come together, because there's a lot of open border Republicans who will ally with Democrats in the Senate, and if they can come through with some kind of a bill that gives citizenship to foreign citizens criminally trespassing in our country and getting a free ride, then they will do that, and they'll send it to the House. But there are Republicans there, they believe, enough to block this at the moment. They think they've hit a wall on this. So let's hope that that's what happens. But we'll find out in the next day or so, because we've had Mitch McConnell give him a time limit. We've had President Trump give him a time limit. And now President Trump needs to stand up like Andrew Jackson. He likes a picture of Andrew Jackson. So do what Andrew Jackson said to the Supreme Court, not to a couple of federal judges at the district level or wherever they are. Andrew Jackson said to the Supreme Court, well, they've made their ruling. Let's see them enforce it. They didn't have any authority. Andrew Jackson understood that there was a division of power within the federal government, and he was within his rights, his ability, within his power, within his authority, within his jurisdiction to do what he wanted to do, and the Supreme Court could offer their opinion, but they could not enforce it. It was the prerogative of the executive. It is the prerogative and the duty of President Trump to ignore these district court judges who say to him, you cannot enforce the borders. You cannot enforce the law that was there before President Obama even became president. And you are not bound by a memo from Obama, the former president's Department of Homeland Security. That doesn't have any effective law. All right, let's talk about what's going on with the welfare program here and the food stamps. We've got Bill and Melinda Gates freaking out, saying that Trump is not respecting people and he cannot cut any foreign aid. Well, you know, the Gates Foundation has got some exposure here on what's going on with the Clintons. they've been spreading money all over the world, and they are, as Charles Hortel has pointed out, I mentioned earlier, they have exposed themselves to a great deal of criminal liability everywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, I had a guy send me an email from Australia. He said, hey, we spent about $100 million for 13 libraries that are supported by the Clintons. Can we get some books at least from them? And said there was a massive amount of money, about $400 million, that some officials in Australia were sending to the Clinton Foundation. Said that stopped immediately as soon as President Trump got elected. Yeah, it was a pay-for-play. It was fraud. But Bill and Melinda Gates are saying, hey, 10% cut in foreign aid would mean 5 million people die. And this is a guy who is pushing overpopulation all the time, telling us we've got to reduce the population. But we can't reduce foreign aid, even if his numbers were true. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family, And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's not Mrs. Robinson. It's Facebook. Look around you. All you see are sympathetic eyes, and they just want to know a little bit about you for their files. Let's talk about what they know about you. Now, there's an article from Hacker Noon. Your Facebook data is as creepy as you can imagine. They say since 2010, or creepier than you can imagine, quite frankly, since 2010, Facebook has allowed you to download an archive file of your interactions with the network. So the person who wrote this said, well, I did that. It says it's just five clicks. It's so easy your grandma can do it. So that I downloaded this, I got a 500 megabyte zip file. Everything you would expect is there. Your profile, your statuses, your messages, your friends, the pokes. You got your ancestor list, photos, videos, comments, events, all that. And a half gig file. Quite simply, he said, Facebook never deletes anything about you that they get. You have unfriended friends. You have past relationships, you have former employers, previous names, previous addresses, you name it. He said he created his account back in 2007, and very specifically at 10:59 a.m., September the 14th. All of his actions have been recorded ever since. And he said, I feel like for the first time in human history, 10 years of consistent human behavior have been meticulously gathered, stored, and analyzed. You find that creepy? I do. You see, Facebook is out there saying, we want to help you. We want you to have a better experience. We know that being on social media, especially Facebook, makes you very depressed. And so I think that what we need to do is just show you happy news and puppy pictures and pictures of your friends and so forth. It's not really about that, folks. You are the product. You are the product. You are the product that has made Jeff Zuckerberg so wealthy here. And when we look at this, they're out there saying, you're the mark in this scam. Facebook has been accused by a German court of using personal data and being illegal. See, there's some things that they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see what they're keeping about you, which is why I started with what this guy downloaded. A German court has said that Facebook's use of user personal data is illegal as the company did not sufficiently secure consent from users. What they do is they try to hide their terms of use. They said Facebook hides default settings that are not privacy friendly, and they hide it in their privacy center. Where else would you hide all the information about how they spy on you? You would hide it in the privacy center. And it doesn't provide sufficient information about when users register. They don't give you this information, says the German court. But there's other things that they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see news. News that they don't agree with. News that might cause you to feel troubled about what your government is doing. Because, you know, it's not just Facebook that's spying on you. It's not just Zuckerberg that's spying on you. It's also the government. Because you're their property. So you're not just the profit center for Mark Zuckerberg. You're also the property of the government. And they both work together to spy on you. They help to fund Facebook as well. So we got Facebook's head of news going to a Recode media conference and said some very, very creepy things, things that were as creepy as the information that they store on you. They said, not all news is created equal. We're going to be defining what quality news is. Facebook will be taking an active role in deciding which publishers deserve more exposure. This is from Breitbart. Quote, we are the first time in the history of Facebook taking a step to try to define what quality news looks like and give that a boost. Not all news is created equal. But you know, free speech, freedom of the press are rights that all people who are created equal have. They want to be the censor. And people will say, oh, it's okay. You know, they're a private organization. They're allowed to do whatever they want, and they are. But you have to understand they're a private organization with a de facto monopoly that was set up by the government, by the CIA through NQTEL, and they use these private corporations, as I pointed out before, in the same way they use private news organizations to run the candidate debates so that you don't hear from third parties and independents. Even if they go through the onerous additional requirements to get on the ballot, you will not see them in the debates. Because they will exclude them just arbitrarily, and they'll get away with it because they're a private organization, so they can do whatever they wish. See, if the government was running the debates, people would say, whoa, we got the First Amendment. You can't do that. So what the government does is they turn the debates over to these private organizations and then tell them, you know, we don't really don't want anybody except for Democrats and Republicans in these debates. But she said some other things, too. Said Facebook plans to take a, quote, very clear point of view on a number of topics. Oh, we know what your point of view is, Zuckerberg. Yeah, we know that. Things like hate speech or sensationalist news. But they didn't define what those terms mean, what they mean by those terms. So if it is hate speech, and we've seen how the Southern Poverty Law Center broadly extends that to anybody that is a Christian with a traditional view of marriage, you are a hate organization. So that excludes you and any of your crazy Christian ideas. Or sensationalist news. Oh, can't have sensationalist news. I'm not sure what that is, but they've said this. I do think there are other areas also where it would be really inappropriate to have a point of view. Yeah. They're going to make sure that you don't have a point of view that you can express in that marketplace. No, it's not going to be, you're not going to have equality of speech. You're not going to have free speech. You're going to have control speech, and they are the people to control it. Also, take a look at Google. Breitbart is now experiencing what InfoWars experienced about a year ago, having their ad revenues attacked by Google. And they've got some documents that some people inside have released to them. Left-wingers at Google, reports Breitbart, are demonetizing Breitbart News from its AdSense program. See, first they demonize you, then they demonetize you. That's the pattern that operates here. And again, that happened to us about a year ago. AdSense is the way that, that is the biggest revenue-generating ad-serving program administered by Google, of course, on the Internet. And you can make money by, you can pay money to have them place ads, your ads, on other websites. Or on your website, you can accept ads and earn revenue via Google. And of course, Google makes money going both ways. But they've also decided that they will put their political agenda over profits. And so InfoWars was putting our product ads, which did not go to our news site whatsoever. It was just InfoWars health products. And they said, no, we're not going to let you do that. And here's what they do. Current and former employees at Google now tell us that these left-wing zealots are trying to use the company's immense power against Breitbart News now, working to undermine their reputation with advertisers. Breitbart News has obtained a screenshot that shows Google ad account manager Aidan Wilkes advising another company, a client of Google's, that advertising on Breitbart may impact their brand safety. So I don't think that InfoWars ever had people or much in terms of accepting ads. That's what Breitbart is doing. They blocked us from putting ads on other people's sites, but doing it in the same way. Doing it in the same way. Demonetizing us, essentially. Demonetizing news. See, Facebook will just come out and censor it. Google will make sure that they destroy your finances. Wilkes can be seen linking Google's client to the website of Sleeping Giants, which is a far-left organization, repeatedly targeting Breitbart and other conservative-leaning news sites with false claims of racism and bigotry. And the screenshot shows another employee at Google advising colleagues that this message would be a nice template for anybody that wants to call out people. This is secret blacklisting, folks. And so understand, this is why we sell the products that we do at InfoWars. This is real. It happened to us a year ago. And now they're doing it to Breitbart. They're going to do it to everybody. They'll eventually get everybody that is conservative and demonetize people on YouTube. So if you want to help us, if you want to keep information free, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple of products there that are a couple of packs that are on special right now. Valentine's Day, we got a his and her pack of Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 40% off. We also have a Daily Digestive Pack, which has Carnivore and Floor Life, two powerful digestive aids, 50% off. And we've got a new product, Icarin, at 50% off. It's milk thistle extract is the key ingredient there. Detoxify your body, support your liver, support your kidneys, support your freedom of speech. Yeah, this is the way that it happens. It's a win-win situation, as Alex pointed out. We can help you with products that are natural, that are not harmful, and that help your health and also provide you information. You've got to find some way to get around this net of censorship and demonetization that is coming after everybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have a new report from NBC News that says Russians have penetrated the U.S. voter systems. And we were told all along, hey, the Russians hacked our election, the Russians hacked our election. And then he would say, where did they get in? Did they flip votes anywhere? Oh, no. That didn't happen. What I'm saying is that they got the emails from the DNC, they got the information from the DNC, and they got emails from Podesta, and we showed people what crooks these people are. And that blew the election for them. That's not hacking the election. But now they're saying that they're hacking the election, the electronic voting machines. Now, of course, the obvious solution here, if we didn't have an idiocracy, people would say, all right, let's shut down the voting machines here. Let's air gap this, right? You know, people who are, you know, there's an interesting story that came out this week. We haven't talked about Bitcoin for a while here. There were some nuclear scientists in Russia who were arrested, one of the top secret nuclear facilities in Russia. They were arrested because they were using their supercomputers at the nuclear research site. They were using their supercomputers and that computing power to mine Bitcoin. And it wasn't so much that, you know, the fact that they were simply mining Bitcoin, but the fact that they connected to the internet. And the Russian government came in and said, you know, yet. You can't do that. You can't connect these secure systems to the internet because anything can happen to it. So if you got something you really want to protect, like your nuclear weapons research program, you do not connect it to the internet. You do not connect it to the internet. And if you got something that is very important, like your voting boxes, you do not connect them to the internet. You do not have electronic voting machines. And of course, these individual machines are not connected directly to the internet. But by having an electronic machine, the air gapping is not enough. Every election, we see people walk in, college professor with his students, undergrad students go in with his college professor, and they do a demonstration for a local news team. We show this too. There's multiple reports every election. They say, well, I've got this thumb drive, and I stick it in the machine, and then what it does is it puts a program in there that will adjust the votes that people cast, and it will make sure that this candidate over here wins. And then it will erase all the traces of its ever being there as a final thing that it does. And then they demonstrate how that works. You push the button, but then it shows one thing on the screen, but it tallies a different thing and so forth. Very easy to hack. Understand that the premier voting machine company came out of Venezuela. Couple of people there. And, you may not think of Venezuela as being so backward in its politics, but it is, forward looking in terms of its, cybercrime, let's say. We just had a couple of Venezuelan, individuals who were arrested because they were going around hacking ATM machines. So, you know, they're not fools when it comes to cybersecurity. Perhaps the American public is being fooled when it comes to cybersecurity. Nevertheless, getting back to the voting machines, the first voting machine, Smartmatics, that was a voting machine company that began in Venezuela. They were accused of throwing elections for Hugo Chavez, and then they've been accused of voter fraud in the Philippines, in Brazil, in Mexican provinces, you name it. Everywhere these people have gone, there's been issues with this. No surprise. And of course, these ATM machines that these Venezuelans were hacking for money, basically turning them into Las Vegas slot machines in a way that even Stephen Paddock could not do. They were run by Diebold, the company that is also another big voting machine company. So you want to make sure that the elections aren't hacked? Very simple. You go to human observers. You go to paper ballots. You make sure you know who's got custody of these ballots. You make sure that there are multiple backup, non-electronic systems to monitor all this stuff. It's just very simple. But of course, that's not what they want. They want control over you, and they want control over these machines. That's why they won't shut down the NSA and these other aspects of the surveillance state. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
In an exclusive interview with NBC News, Jeanette Manfra, the head of cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security, said she couldn't talk about classified information publicly, but in 2016 she said, we saw a targeting of 21 states and an exceptionally small number of them were actually successfully penetrated. All right, now, this is an exclusive interview with NBC. You should be impressed, right? No, not really. NBC gets these exclusive interviews with people from the surveillance state because they won't question this kind of nonsense from these people. I would definitely ask her a few questions about this. But, of course, they go to NBC, who really ought to just stick to doing the fake Olympic news, fawning over Kim Jong-un's sister, who happens to be, which they don't talk to you about that. I mean, you've all seen the fawning, and everybody's talked about how ridiculous that is and how they've worshipped Kim's sister and denigrated Vice President Pence, but they don't talk about the fact that his sister is head of propaganda and agitation in North Korea. Now, the people who, that's kind of analogous to that Department of Propaganda and Agitation, is kind of analogous to CNN, NBC. They're the propaganda and agitation heads here in America. The people that were Operation Mockingbird, the people who are now hiring former CIA, NSA officials and making them their talking heads, and then getting exclusive interviews with Jeanette Manfra, the head of cybersecurity, because you should be very afraid. You should turn over all of your freedom, all of your money to these people. They will protect you, of course, right? They're not going to be corrupted by any of this stuff. They will never use it to blackmail anybody in Washington. They won't use it to overthrow elections. They won't use it to stage coups. No, you can trust them. You can trust them. They'll keep you safe and secure. Just give them your freedom. And it's interesting because they go back and they quote Jay Johnson, who is DHS secretary, talking about these intrusions into state boards of election. Do you remember who did the intrusion? It was Homeland Security. Remember that? Oh, maybe you don't remember that. Maybe you don't remember that. As a matter of fact, caught Fox News, Catherine Herridge, I think is her name. She is their intelligence head reporter. That's her beat. And she, I've seen her selling enhanced budgets and tactics and so forth, selling the security state to people on the basis of the, what was that virus that they unleashed on the Iranian nuclear power plants? It was a worm or something. You guys look that up while I'm talking and whisper that into my ear. But she was saying, well, you know, we had this hack of the Iranian things. It's like, you guys did that. You guys did that. So they always want to put out the thing that we are under attack. So I want to play for you another part of this narrative that is going out there. Just remember that when Jay Johnson and Homeland Security people hack into state election boards, it's them, not the Russians. And when they have this person out there saying, we've had a lot of states that have been attacked. This is now under the Trump administration, but remember, still the same military-industrial complex trying to push their budgets, trying to push their security state, trying to create an atmosphere of fear about elections, about cyber attacks, and then, of course, offering us the solution, which they continue to do. They first did this under Obama, now they're continuing to do it under Trump. If we are hacked, and there are serious consequences in a cyber attack, we will use nuclear weapons, is what they're saying, right? Well, how are they going to know who attacked us? They've been trying to investigate all this stuff about Russian interference and Russian hacking. They haven't been able to find anything in all this time. They have no idea, as we saw from WikiLeaks. They have tools. We saw the manuals that were leaked by WikiLeaks. And again, the NSA can't protect their own tools. The CIA can't protect their own tools. Part of this stuff about the CIA being embarrassed over the weekend, $100,000. They said, well, we weren't trying to get dirty dossiers on Trump, which is what they were trying to do. They said, we're trying to find out who stole the NSA's hacking. That's the Stutz virus. Thank you. Stutznet. That was it. The Stutznet virus. That's what the Fox reporter was saying. Oh, you know, we had the Stutznet virus. That was really bad. So we've got to have more cybersecurity spending. We should be very afraid. It's our people who are doing that. And we had WikiLeaks showing us the manuals, showing us with Vault 7 that the federal government had the ability to look like they were any of the usual suspects. They could look like they were China, Russia, North Korea, you name it, Iran. They could make it look like that. So for them to come in and say, well, it's got Russian fingerprints all on it, absolute nonsense. John McAfee said, any idiot would know that they're not going to, if it got Russian fingerprints, that probably means it's not Russia. Because would they be that incompetent to put Russian fingerprints on this? But of course, it wasn't hacked. They are still referring to this as fear, though. They're still pushing this fear. And here's a video of the DNI talking about cyber attacks and the need to protect against them.
Frankly, the United States is under attack. Under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States. From U.S. businesses to the federal government to state and local governments, the United States is threatened by cyber attacks every day. While Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and ever more technically capable groups and individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic and malign objectives. Some of these actors, including Russia, are likely to pursue even more aggressive cyber attacks with the intent of degrading our democratic values and weakening our alliances. Persistent and disruptive cyber operations will continue against the United States and our European allies, using elections as opportunities to undermine democracy, sow discord, and undermine our values.
So what they don't mention, they do mention, and that is true. We do have criminals who are hacking into banks or hacking into Equifax or doing things like that all the time. Everybody needs to be concerned about that. It is a big issue for everybody. But it's kind of a self-serving narrative, isn't it? When you don't mention the NSA, the CIA, you only mention Russia, China, Iran. No, it's actually the NSA and the CIA that are also degrading our democracy. And we can see this as it's unfolding in this attempted coup that they have here. And we're going to see how they have blackmailed individuals as well. When this is all over, that's going to eventually come out. But we have this whole narrative that Russia meddled in our elections that's been sold recently by George W. Bush. That's pretty clear evidence. Russians meddled. Where they affected the outcomes, another question. It's problematic that a foreign nation is involved in our election system. Our democracy is only as good as if people trust the results. Well, if you want to trust the results, just do some exit polls, right? They do exit polls, you know. There is one organization that does exit polls in our elections. And they will give you demographic cross-tabulations. They'll tell you how many men voted for this candidate, how many women voted for the candidate, and so forth. They'll tell you, they'll break it down by income levels or break it down by ethnic groups, but they won't tell you the totals. Because if they told you the totals, you wouldn't trust the elections. See, when they look at foreign countries and they say Venezuela The Venezuelan election was hacked, or the Brazilian election was hacked. And they were. And how did they know that? Well, they said, if we see a difference in the official results of greater than 4% versus our exit polls, where we actually ask people what they, who they voted for, if we see a greater difference than 4%, then we know that election's been monkeyed with. That's why in America, you will never see the mainstream media report the totals. They won't say, well, the actual official total is this, but the exit poll total is that. No, they'll just give you the demographic poll so the talking heads have something to talk about. Because if they actually told you the truth about what's going on in our elections, nobody would watch their broadcast. And they would be cut off from the pool that does the exit polling. But how many elections have we interfered in? About 81 elections since between 1946 and 2000, and it's accelerated since then. But we don't ever talk about that, and that's not even including the CIA overthrowing directly governments in Iran, Guatemala, and Chile, and others. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just talking about elections. What makes them secure? What makes them insecure? How they've been overthrown in many countries by the American government, but we don't ever want to talk about that. And we don't want to remove the capability of foreign countries to interfere in our election or the capability of the people in Washington, D.C. to interfere in our elections. Because, you see, NBC and Fox News won't tell you that it was Homeland Security who broke into those state boards of election. Those are the people that we need to be the most worried about, even more so than Putin, because they also have criminal designs. And certainly we can see this in what's going on. The Criminal Department of Justice and the FBI and so forth. I mean, is there any question that the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, Department of Justice, that they're crooks in this to preserve their power to cover up their crimes? I mean, you know, protect us from them first. But let's talk about what's going on in the election. We just had another legislative seat in Florida. This is the third one that flipped from Republican to Democrat. Not a good sign. This Democrat, Margaret Good, won over James Buchanan. And I thought he died years ago, but evidently he still was in Congress. Margaret Good won by 7 percentage points in a district that President Trump carried by 5 points in the 2016 election. The swing in the Democrats' direction made the Florida contest in the 36th district, the GOP-held state legislative seat, to change the third one to change to the party since Trump took office. This is a district where Republicans held a voter registration advantage of nearly 13,000 votes. So the Democrats are encouraged by this. And they say it's the third straight loss for Florida Republicans in contests that have been seen as bellwethers for the midterm. Unlike some of the other Trump country victories for the Democrats in recent weeks, this one was an intensely contested battle. And so when we look at the election coming up and we look at the way that the Democrats are going to be running, one of the key things that they're doing is putting a lot of money on state attorney generals. We've got George Soros funding that. They're thinking very strategically. They're looking at ways to get armies of lawyers. Remember, even before Obama left, he and Eric Holder were talking about how they were going to get involved in a lot of lawsuits. They're going to try to win things in the courtroom that they could not win at the ballot box. They'd lost over 1,000 seats under Obama, and they were going to try to get them back by manipulating the elections. And one of the ways that they do that is to come in and challenge in court. We've seen it in North Carolina. Now we're seeing it in Pennsylvania. They come in court and say, you cannot have the legislature gerrymander the districts. And this is something, of course, that goes back to the beginning of the Republic. It was always the spoils of victory, that the victors decided how the congressional districts are going to be drawn. And they would get some very, very strange looking congressional districts. And they are very, very scientific about it. And it's been going on for a very long time. And as we saw in North Carolina, even when there was a massive sea change in 2010 after Obama was elected, and Obama carried North Carolina. But 2 years later, all Republicans swept everything because people were so upset with Obama. It wasn't because he was black. They voted for him in 2008. It had nothing to do with race. They kept trying to portray it as race. It had to do with the policies that he had. And so Democrats lost everywhere except in Congress because the gerrymandered districts made it impossible to beat them. However, because the state legislature changed hands in 2010, the Republicans had the ability to redraw the districts. And when they did so, the next election, 2012, you saw massive changes reflected in that. Redistricting, and the Republican Party. And so they have been fighting that in North Carolina. They're fighting it in Pennsylvania. These are the strategic ways that the Democrats are hacking the election. It was fine to have gerrymandering as long as they were drawing the districts. But when the Republicans draw the district, you can't have that. Can't have that. And what they're saying now is that this lawsuit in Pennsylvania could flip the GOP House majority. It's so important. The GOP House majority could turn on this new district map in Pennsylvania. Though GOP leaders are confident the new map will pass legal muster, they must secure the approval of the state's Democrat governor, Governor Tom Wolf. If the governor and legislature cannot agree on a new map, the state Supreme Court will generate it. And they have five Democrats on that court and two Republicans. So they will draw the map. And whoever gets to draw the map is going to win the congressional seats. That's the way this works. So they're thinking very strategically. State attorney generals, attorneys general, and they have districting that they're doing there. But we do have some aces in the hole, things that I think are really going to reflect well with the working class. You know, I talked yesterday what I think is a real genius reform for food stamps, but of course the Democrats do not like this at all. And the idea that the food stamp program, which has not been reformed in decades, it's known as the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And what they're talking about is instead of giving people food stamps, give them food. Because we've seen a lot of fraud, a lot of waste, a lot of abuse in the food stamp program. Because the food stamps become kind of a de facto black market currency. You can turn them in. They give you like 50 cents on the dollar, and you can then get turn them into cash, and you can go buy drugs or something with it, right? And that happens all the time. Or you can see people coming in and buying luxury goods with it, whatever. They're reforming this now and saying, we're going to take half of what's in the food program for the people who are on food stamps. We're going to actually give them the food. And the logic of this is the same thing that you do as an individual. When you see somebody who's on the street panhandling, and they look like they're in very bad shape, and they might be an addict, they might be mentally disturbed or whatever, but you feel sorry for them. You want to do something to help them. Sometimes people will wisely, instead of giving them money, which they might go out and buy drugs or alcohol with, give them food. You know, you go down to the McDonald's or whatever and buy them a hamburger and bring them back the food to feed them. And that's what we're talking about here, except on the federal level. You know, taking them to McDonald's and getting them something to eat. Here's the actual food. I want to make sure you actually get food. That's what this program is about. And I think Americans understand that. They see the genius of that. And they don't want to continue down this path without having any kind of reform. I think that plus the tax reform are really going to help the Republicans. And we had a couple of senators who were trolling Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the Senate. Let's play that clip. This is about
service to the country. I agree with my colleague, Senator Whitehouse, about the need for budget reform and a process that's been in place since the 1970s. It's worked two, three times. This is a disaster that's unfolding in the American people, and we've got to find a reform that can actually hold stick and work for the American people. But I want to talk about something that is working, and that's the tax cut bill. And I think today some more crumbs were announced for the American people. $1,500 in bonuses for from a developer in Maryland, MetLife increasing minimum wages, bonuses, benefit packages around the country are increasing. And I think this is important to talk about. The fact that people are earning more dollars, their wages are going up, packages are increasing, I think...
All right, again, and we've had Schumer say the Republicans are going to rue the day they pass those tax cuts. And that term, crumbs, is going to come back to haunt them like deplorables. Or calling everybody Russian bots when they said release the memo. And I think that when they talk about the crumbs of the food stamp program, people are going to see that actually works. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, there's a disturbing video that a lot of people are looking at. Yet another one from Boston Dynamics. I don't think I've ever seen a video from them that isn't disturbing. I mean, we've got running robots, backflipping bipod robots. We've got robotic quadrupeds that they kick, and if they fall over, they can get themselves back up. Very creepy, the stuff that they're building. And quite frankly, they're laying the foundation for something that is very, very dangerous. We've had the U.S. Army holding drills with ground robots that shoot. And of course, when you saw the first balancing, running, walking robots, they just had cylinders on their arms. You know, kind of like shotguns that they could put there, whatever. Just like Terminator. Just like Terminator. That's where these people are going. And so now they've got a new robot that they're showing, picture of a quadruped that has an extended arm that can open doors. Let's take a look at that video there. And, of course, this is one of these creepy robots here. And there's two of them, actually. They're working in a pair. And one of them comes up to the door, grabs the door handle, twists it, pulls it open, and lets the other one go in. And so there's something to be concerned about when we look at this. I look at this picture, and my first instinct is, where is Sarah Connor when we need her? I mean, this is, we're going into Terminator territory real quickly here. And this company, Boston Dynamics, that is, of course, DARPA, that was funding this kind of research. DARPA that began the very first competitions to develop self-driving cars. That was a DARPA contest in its infancy a couple of decades ago. And that is a technique of control that you don't see. But of course, as they had their robotics contest a couple of years ago, they had one and said, well, we've got to have robots that can go into a nuclear power plant and be able to shut that down, because this was all done in the wake of Fukushima. So they claimed that that was what they were really after. We all know what they're doing. The Defense Department doesn't care about operating nuclear facility plants that have power plants that have issues. This is about the military. It's about the military industrial complex and where they're going in terms of autonomous killing robots and self-driving cars. And when I look at this picture, and of course, the competition had a lot of different people involved in it. Google was involved in it. Google bought every one of the companies that had any promising technology, including Boston Dynamics, the one that you see there. So that's a Google company right now. But when I looked at this, I had another thought. And I thought, just as we were talking to Lynn Ulbricht yesterday about how if the government doesn't like your business model, they don't like your politics, they don't like your news, they can, with their massive database and their ability to surveil everybody and to go back and get anything on anyone, they can essentially do what they're doing to President Trump right now. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. It was Stalin who first did that, but that's what we see. It's a witch hunt, if you will. And they have the ability to do that to anybody. That's what they did at the Silk Road investigation. While they covered up the crimes of their agents who were operating the website, stealing money, and continuing some of them to operate the website even while Ross Ulbricht, the guy who was accused of running Silk Road, while he was in solitary confinement, they still had the Dread Pirate Roberts running the website. So, yeah, they can frame anybody. They can investigate anybody. Not necessarily a crime, but you in particular. And so they operate on this fiction that the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply because, you know, the Fourth Amendment just says that you have the right to be secure in your person, your places, your papers. Nobody uses paper anymore, so it's perfectly fine. We can tap into your phone. The Supreme Court has said you can get information on people's phones going back decades, PIN numbers and so forth. They've extended that now to metadata. They have search warrants for everybody's cell phones. As Rand Paul has said, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. Just go to the FISA court. You can get whatever you want. And so they pretend that because we now have iPads and computers and laptops and cell phones, smartphones, that we don't have any Fourth Amendment protection. So when I'm looking at this robot, I'm thinking, does that mean then that the surveillance police state doesn't have to have any search warrant to come into my home? They can just send the robot over. And they can say, well, it's not actually a human who's coming into your home. It's simply a Boston Dynamics Google robot that's coming into your home. So he doesn't need a search warrant. Only human police officers need a search warrant. I'm telling you, this is where they're going to go. These are the kind of absurd arguments that they've used to violate our privacy in terms of our phones and our computers. And oh, by the way, they're already in your home without a search warrant, whether they send a robot to do it or not. And that's the point. This all comes together. These are the kinds of fictions that they use. And it's all about the terminology. You know, you can have the Supreme Court and these other people say, well, you know, it's papers that the Constitution protects. And we're not talking about papers. We're talking about electronics, so you don't have any privacy there. Or you have the Democrats who talk about dreamers when there is no Dream Act. They talk about DACA as if it were law and there is no law. They even use the term, they stole the term liberal. Liberal used to mean people who supported liberty, who supported freedom. And because they stole the term liberal and turned it into a synonym for socialism and communism, we created the term libertarian. And now you've got people like Gary Johnson and his running mate, William Weld from Massachusetts, who have thoroughly destroyed that term. So we're going to have to find another term because they've stolen the term libertarian as well now. But names matter. They really do. You can see this in what's happening in in China, in China Sea. You know, that's where the Chinese government has been building artificial islands, and they're putting military equipment on that. And a lot of people look at it and say, well, it's the China Sea. What's wrong with that? You know, they're building artificial islands. They're destroying reefs. You know, they don't care anything about environmental regulations, and they're militarizing it. Well, the problem is that even though it's in the China Sea, it is very, very close to the Philippines. And the analogy is kind of like saying, well, because they call it the China Sea, it doesn't belong to China any more than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. Would you be alarmed if the Mexican government started building artificial islands right off the coast of Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg and started putting weapons on them pointing at Tampa and St. Petersburg? Yeah, you would say, hey, there's something wrong with this. Well, the Chinese are doing that, but they're underscoring their claim to that area. It's not just that it's called the China Sea, but now they're naming underwater features in that offshore region. See, when you name it, you can claim it, can't you? And that's really what the Democrats have done for a very, very long time. I've got another example of this. We've had people on both the left and the right talking about universal basic income. Even Charles Murray, who was a libertarian economist, he wrote a book called Losing Ground when President Reagan was there, and they use that as a basis for welfare reform. We haven't had any real welfare reform until President Trump proposed actually giving food to people instead of food stamps. Did that yesterday. But the previous welfare reform they had was based on Charles Murray's book, saying that it called it Losing Ground. He showed how people who were on welfare became very dependent on the government, and it did not help them in the long term. It just made them more dependent. Well, they knew that. The government knows that. The Democrats know that. They like that. But now we've got Democrats as well as people like Charles Murray saying, we want universal basic income. We've got Stockton, California, reported this before, suggesting that they're going to start giving low-income residents $500 a month. And this is a city in California that just came out of bankruptcy. See, these are bankrupt ideas that are being sold by a bankrupt party, the Democrats. They can't even fund their own DNC, but they want to bankrupt the country. Now we've got a guy, New York Times describes him as a longer than long shot bid for the Democrat presidential nomination. He's got a platform that is centering around the disruption that is about to happen with self-driving cars. I've talked about that many times, haven't I? We'll conclude with this on the other side of the break. But the interesting thing I find about this is that he's using the high ground of terminology. Instead of calling it an allowance, instead of calling it a dependency slavery mechanism, he's calling it a freedom dividend. It isn't going to free you, folks. Stay with us. I'll tell you why when we come back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about.
about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Self-driving cars will cause riots in the street. This is a Democrat candidate for president. We got to get this guy on. Talk to him. The New York Times calls him a longer than long shot. We're talking about this in the last segment. His name is Andrew Yang. He says, America needs to radically restructure its society to prevent robots from causing a Great Depression-level unemployment. This is something I've been talking about a long time. Many of us have. And it's starting to get currency. The New York Times pays attention to this, even though this guy doesn't really have anything else going, because this is a true problem. It is going to be very, very disruptive. Very disruptive. He said his solution, however, is a typical Democrat solution. As I mentioned before, we've got the city of Stockton, California. It's been in bankruptcy as recently as 2012, saying, we're going to give money to people for free. You don't have to do anything. And a lot of these people said, you don't even have to qualify. A lot of people don't put any qualifications on this whatsoever. This guy is saying, well, we would give $1,000 to every American from the age 18 to 64, regardless of employment status or income. You don't have to be poor to get the money from the government. They want everybody to be dependent upon them. Everybody. Understand, folks, as I said going out of the break, you could call this an allowance, but it is something that is set up to create dependency. He calls it a freedom dividend. No, it's not there to make you free. This is an Eloy plan. Remember the time machine? H.G. Wells? And you had the little pink jiggly puff things up at the top, the Eloys, and, you know, and then you had the dark Morlocks. And it seemed like everything was being provided for free for the Eloy. They got everything they needed. They wanted for nothing. But every once in a while, these Morlocks would come from under the ground and grab one of them and taking them down and eat them, right? or the Twilight Zone episode where the aliens land and goes, we're here to serve mankind. And then at the very end of the episode, they get on the spaceship and they see a cookbook on how to prepare mankind. Let me tell you something. This is a cookbook on how to enslave you, how to shut down your ability to move, to communicate, and to shoot back. Those are the three things the military always has to control to win a war. They got to control movement, communication, and the ability to shoot. And that's what these people are after. Now, we understand the first two, how important they are, communication and shooting. That's why we got the First and Second Amendment. People don't understand how vital the ability to move around is, especially in the modern world. But these people do. These people who've been pushing the UN Agenda 21 understand that fully. And so it's very troubling for me to see this, because this is based on reality, and many people have pointed out what's going to be happening in terms of disruption. It said, all you need is self-driving cars to totally destabilize society, said Mr. Yang. He said, we're going to have 1 million truck drivers out of work who are 94% male with an average level of education of high school or 1 year of college. That innovation of self-driving cars, he said, will be enough to create riots in the street. And we're about to do the same thing to retail workers, to call center workers, to fast food workers, to insurance companies, to accounting firms. And as I said many times before, we have seen disruption in particular industries, whether it was manufacturing or agriculture or whatever. We've seen, you know, we have more food that's being raised now by fewer farmers, and they've moved into the cities and so forth. That's going to accelerate. But we've never seen the type of situation where we've had massive disruption horizontally. In other words, across all types of industries and segments, not just with agriculture or with manufacturing, but with everything. And not only that, but it's not going to be affecting the people at the bottom rung. This is also not going to be just horizontal across all different segments of the economy, but it's going to be vertical. It's going to affect people at every level, at the bottom, at the middle, at the top. It's going to be a very, very disruptive technology, as we see, not just self-driving cars. That's a big part of it, because we have so many people in the transportation industry. Right now, they're seeing boom times because so much commerce has moved online. We've got a lot of shipping that is going on. Deliver that. But that could just disappear in the very next couple of years. Put in self-driving delivery vehicles everywhere that will be owned by Amazon. It's one of the reasons I believe that Jeff Bezos bought Washington Post. He wants to make sure that he's got the ability to fly his drones and you don't. You know, because we can't have everybody doing this. We got to just, you know, it's good for Jeff to do it, but don't you try this at home. You know, kind of like Hillary Clinton's email national security violations. It's okay for her, but don't you try this. They don't want to have competition. They'll make sure they don't have competition. That piddling amount of money that he spent, that $250 million that he spent to buy Washington Post, is such a tiny, tiny, tiny drop in the bucket for that guy. And look at the leverage that it gives him in Washington. It's absolutely amazing. But they go on to say in this article here on Zero Hedge, the tech industry has transformed from a guardian of American optimism and progressive values to a symbol of all the excesses of capitalism, or I would say cronyism. An early Facebook executive says he feels tremendous guilt over having helped create the social network. A study published by McKinsey in November chillingly pointed out that as many as 800 million workers worldwide may lose their jobs to robots and automation by 2030. We're talking about 12 years. 800 million people losing their jobs. This is why both people on the left and on the right, like Charles Murray that I pointed out, are supporting universal basic income. Because they realize that it is going to create a massive depression. And they want to pacify you. You know, kind of like the Eloi. They want a program of soft kill. So many people are going to lose their jobs. So many industries are going to be completely wiped out. They have to have some kind of universal basic income to keep you mollified. And it is going to be not a freedom dividend, as this guy calls it. It will be a control and dependency tactic. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Just don't question the government. Don't do anything sensational. Don't do anything that people like Mark Zuckerberg would complain about. Or because then they're going to shut you down. They might cut off your income. They might
make it so that you can't travel. They have so many different control tactics for you, don't they? You can't fight them. You can't move. You can't even talk about them. They want to lock you up in the city. So that's a very disruptive technology that's coming. Another one that is very disruptive, and of course it was a key part of why the government wanted to move against Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road issue, is of course cyber currencies. And we see all of these people out there. Some of them are saying it's going to go. We got the Ripple CEO saying all these cryptocurrencies are going to go to zero. And he says that because Ripple was really not a cryptocurrency in the sense that these others are. He's holding those tokens, and the tokens aren't really a part necessarily of his business model. They developed Ripple not as a crypto coin so much as they did a means to accelerate and facilitate exchanges, international exchanges. It can take quite a while to clear between central banks. And he retained ownership of most of the Ripple coins. So when you saw that skyrocket, and for a brief moment in time, he was the richest man on earth. And then, you know, he went from a billionaire, back down to a millionaire pretty quickly. But, he's saying, well, I think this is going to go to zero. You got other people making self-serving remarks, like the chief executive of Kraken, one of the cryptocurrency exchanges, says, well, I think this is really, it's going to be worth $1 trillion this year, the virtual currencies market. He says, you've got a lot of kids who are graduating from crypto programs at universities now. I think we're going to see that to continue exponentially from here. Well, again, you think that that's your basis for optimism, that you got a lot of kids who are studying crypto in school and they're going to start buying it? I think it's more interesting to look at how afraid the governments are, because this is another very disruptive technology. This is something that it was worth it for them to send a message by sending Ross Ulbricht to multiple life sentences, make sure he never gets out of jail. They wanted to send that message very clearly. You've got a lot of governments that are working on ways to try to outlaw cryptocurrencies. They wouldn't be doing that if they thought it was just going to go to zero. They see it as a coming disruptive technology. Thailand is one of the latest ones to crack down on cryptocurrencies. Oh, that ought to shut it down, right? Thailand, they're not a big deal. But on the other hand, you see a lot of people who are investing still heavily in it. Novogratz, an individual who ran hedge funds and so forth. He is a crypto billionaire, and he said that he is going to, he called the top of the market, called where it was going to fall, about the 8,000 level, and now he is investing $250 million in it. Yeah, it's something that is going to continue to come. In one way, I see that as a positive development, that kind of disruption. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to have Lionel joining us in the next hour. Real quickly, you can find several of our items on InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, Ikrin, available for 50% off. Great way to detoxify your body, support your liver, support your kidneys, and it is based on natural products like milk thistle extract. We also have a two-pack for Valentine's Day, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 40% off, and a daily digestive pack of Carnivore Floor Life for an unprecedented 50% off. That's what funds this program. That's what keeps us independent, and we really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less.
You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Lionel is going to be joining us in the next hour. Here at the top of the hour, the news break here, I want to give you a couple of updates on some unusual things that are happening across the country. For example, in Minnesota, the place where you've seen the Mall of America, you've seen the massive number of Somali Muslims that have been brought in there. They've got massive housing projects, really high crime. They call it Little Mogadishu. You know, Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, the place where Black Hawk Down unfolded. You've probably seen that movie if you aren't familiar with the actual history of what happened there. Pretty accurate history in that movie. But nevertheless, we've got a Little Mogadishu in Minneapolis. We've got a Little Mogadishu in Sweden. They've got a large concentration there of Somalis. So much so they had to make a fortress, a literal fortress, spending, I forget how many millions of dollars. It was tens of millions of dollars. To create this fortress, they even have to, that the police can't report to work in this police station. They have to be shipped in with militarized escorts. They've got like troop transports, armored troop transports to put the police in there. Yeah. That's Little Mogadishu in Sweden. And of course in Sweden, we now have individuals who are saying that, Swedish researchers are saying Sweden has become a center for Islamic extremists. But maybe we can do the same thing here in Minnesota. You know, we're working at it. And we've got Minnesota state senators who want to spend $18 million of taxpayer money on Somali community development. That's based on the assumption, reports the DC Clothesline, the false assumption that the root cause of terrorism is poverty. Yes, that's right. It's poverty. You might have thought it was something else, right? Yeah, I would think it's something else too. I wouldn't, you know, we've got a lot of these people who call themselves jihadis, but you know, we've had poverty in all these different countries. And we've had poverty here in America. We've had a war on poverty since Lyndon Johnson, right? Well, poverty hasn't gone away, but the terrorism came with the Muslims. It came with the Muslims here. And as they point out here, poverty doesn't cause terrorism at all. The Economist reported back in 2010 that according to a 2008 survey, of social scientists and studies that have been done by people like Alan Krueger of Princeton University. They found little evidence that the typical terrorist is unusually poor or badly schooled. Isn't the case. It is not the case. Terrorist leaders actually tend to come from relatively privileged backgrounds. They say terrorists turn out to be more rather than less educated than the general population. Three quarters of Al-Qaeda members were from upper middle class homes, and many were married with children. 60% were college educated, often educated in the colleges of Europe or the United States, which is exactly what we'd expect when we see what's taught in the colleges of the United States and Europe. It's amazing that we don't have more terrorists like that. But, you know, think about Osama bin Laden, for example. Very wealthy, had a lot of reasons to not burn down the system, and yet he did. Why was that? And, of course, I'm not buying into the 9/11 story, but the guy was a terrorist. He was an Al-Qaeda terrorist. So they're saying, well, you know, poverty is the root cause of this, so let's give massive amounts of money to the people that we bring in here from these countries that are on fire. We bring them in here. We don't vet them. We don't care. Let's just throw money at them, and maybe they'll be happy and leave us alone. That hasn't worked very well for Sweden. It's not going to work very well for us either. We've got President Trump
sparring with GOP lawmakers on steel tariffs. I think this is a very interesting back and forth. You know, we can look at whether or not we should have protection of steel industry. And here he is fighting with the GOP on this. As a report on the Hill, President Trump on Tuesday told lawmakers at the White House he's considering new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, warning that the domestic industries are being decimated by unfair trade. He said they're dumping and they're destroying our industries. We can't let that happen. And so you got Republican senators pushing back, offering all the arguments for free trade, for open trade. And I'll tell you about that when we get back and what President Trump said. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had an interesting meeting that happened yesterday in the White House. President Trump was arguing with GOP senators about steel tariffs. And it was kind of interesting because one of the senators that was there was Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania used to be known for steel, didn't it? We've got a football team that's called the Steelers. Bethlehem Steel, very famous. Not so much anymore, right? Not so much American steel anymore. What happened to that? Well, it was Henry Kissinger and the free trade globalist crowd that kind of shut that down, didn't they? Move that to China. And so you got Pat Toomey telling the president, who was saying, we have to do something about steel. They're dumping and they're destroying our industries. We can't let that happen. We're being decimated by unfair trade. And you got Pat Toomey and others. Pat Toomey says, President Trump, we've got to go very cautiously here. Steel is very important to the defense industry. To which I would reply, well, if it's important to the defense industry, then why are we allowing the Chinese to establish a monopoly on this? And if you don't understand how the Chinese have set this thing up and how they have rigged this game, look up the China price. There's a lot of different elements to the China price. The China price, as President Trump would call it, right? It's not only manipulation of currency values to make sure they have an advantage there, but it's also violating copyright law, intellectual law, using slave labor. But there's many, many different aspects of it. There's about 7 or 8 different aspects of the China price that gives them an advantage. And so to pretend that we're just going to unilaterally have free trade doesn't work. It hasn't worked for quite some time. And Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania ought to know that, of all people. He recommended, he said, let's go slow. We've got a defense industry, which is why we need to have a steel industry. That's why we need to have a steel industry. He said, go after those countries that are engaging in unfair trade practices. And President Trump replied, that's all countries. That's all countries. You know, a lot of libertarians will look at this and say, no, we don't want the government putting tariffs on. It's like, well, you know, that's one tax. If we're going to have a tax, we're going to fund, and there are some things that the federal government should do. We had a government that fit inside the Constitution under President Thomas Jefferson. And he was proud of the fact that in his first term, he had eliminated all internal taxes. He said, no laborer, no farmer, No mechanic knows a tax man. Only people who are importing or exporting goods here know a tax man. They'd created an entirely tax-free, free trade zone within the United States. So goods crossing those borders were taxed. But they had that kind of attitude, not only kept the government small, but it also gave us a kind of independence instead of a dependence. If you want a defense industry, first of all, you have to have a vital economy to have a strong defense. But if you want to have steel for your defense industry, you better make sure that you can make it yourself and not have to buy it from the Chinese. Because once they get a complete monopoly, you're then going to see the price go way up. And so you got a lot of Republicans debating with him. You got Roy Blunt from Missouri, warned the president about the possible negative effects, according to the Hill, that negative effects of high tariffs on imports. We have to be careful here. We don't want to start a trade war. You know, President Trump hasn't started a trade war. He has said over and over again, he is opposed to multinational, supranational trade agreements, but he has eagerly pursued bilateral agreements with people like the UK, for example. You got Mike Lee coming out saying, well, tariffs could lead to job losses. You know, if we put tariffs on Chinese and foreign steel, then there's people here in the United States who are selling it, and there's going to be higher prices, so maybe people will buy less of that. It's like, no, they'll get around that. They'll get around that eventually. If everybody is paying higher prices for it, Americans would pay higher prices for it. But what you'd be doing is creating manufacturing jobs. Even if you lost retail jobs, you would create manufacturing jobs, and those retail jobs would come back in the long term. Is it better to have retail jobs or manufacturing jobs? So one of the things that we've talked about over the last several decades is decrying the loss of manufacturing base, because the manufacturing base gives us higher quality jobs than retail jobs do or service jobs do. We don't want a total service economy. It's better to have a manufacturing economy. It can be done cleanly. It can be done domestically. The real issue is whether or not it's going to be done with American workers or whether it's going to be done with specialized artificial intelligence and robots replacing those workers. That's the real danger. And they're not even talking about that. That's the saddest thing about that. That's the losses, the job losses that we really need to be concerned about. The president argued that rebuilding the steel and aluminum industries will create a lot of jobs, and it will. Good quality jobs, unless we lose them to the robots, that disruptive technology that's coming down the road. But one of the things that we need to be careful about are public-private partnerships. And this is something that has come to the foreground with the infrastructure plan. This is not something that President Trump has changed on. It's not something that I've changed my mind on. I didn't agree with President Trump when he was a candidate talking about this. There's an article on The New American talking about this recently unveiled infrastructure bill and how it relies heavily on the concept of public-private partnerships in order to fund the program. And they had this to say. They said Trump's reliance on public-private partnerships, or PPPs, to accomplish the task has a lot of problems. If Congress antes up the funds, crony capitalists will be drawn to the federal punch bowl like flies at a picnic. Fred Smith, writing for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, was blunt. He said, this will turn into pure log rolling and pork barrel politics. I'll vote for your PPP if you vote for mine. Exactly. See, And he goes on to say, and who will take the blame when things go wrong? Individual companies will. Capitalism will. Even though it is not, cronyism is not capitalism. Free market, that's why I prefer the term free markets. He said PPPs are notoriously corrupt. He said crony capitalism abounds in the PPP world. More importantly, this mixed economy model is less honest than even true socialism. Because if things go wrong, it'll be capitalism, not government, that will be blamed. But here's the other problem with this. And that is the same type of thing that we see with the self-driving cars, not only imposing a control grid on our transportation like they're imposing a control grid on our communication, but also the fact that you don't own anything, that they're putting us in this renter position where they're the only ones who own cars, or they're the only ones who own homes or apartments, and we simply rent everything from them, including our roads, including our infrastructure. You know, when the International Monetary Fund, under McNamara, who put us into into the Vietnam War and managed it into the ground, Robert McNamara then went to the International Monetary Fund. And at the International Monetary Fund, what he did was he went to third world countries and he said, instead of telling them that they were going to loan them money to build their infrastructure like we had done with the Marshall Plan in Europe, they got money, they rebuilt their infrastructure, which they could actually make money off of that. So building infrastructure is good. Borrowing the money is not a problem if you can pay it back, if you retain ownership of this. But what they did with these developing countries was they pushed them to buy money for welfare programs. And people said, you're just rent-seeking. You're trying to turn these people into dependents on the International Monetary Fund. And they were. And they did. And now we got people trying to do the same thing here. And I'm very concerned that if the infrastructure is owned by people like these, the big Spanish corporation that typically runs these toll roads that are being added everywhere here in Texas and North Carolina, where I'm from, we're going to wind up, it's going to accelerate this rent-seeking situation. We've already got Ford and GM and other big car companies, they're not interested in selling you cars. They want to create a template for cars that aren't going to last. It's planned obsolescence. And what they're planning to do is rent those vehicles to you by the ride, because that maximizes their profit. Even though these are not very efficient vehicles for anybody to own, they can rent it to you by the ride, and they can still make a lot of money, and you will pay a lot more, and you will travel a lot less. That's the key thing we have to look at. We have to watch out for the rent-seeking, for the Agenda 21, the UN agenda. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got one more segment, and then Lionel will be joining us. I'm going to talk about the war on drugs and pedophiles and how they're related through the UN in the next segment. Stay with us.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Going to be joining us in the next segment, and I want to do a plug real quickly here so we don't interrupt that. I want to talk about sex and drugs, so stay tuned. Before we do, I'm going to talk about things that are going to be helping your health. Let's talk about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what keeps this program going, keeps us independent. Icarin is our newest product. It is available for 50% off. What does it do? It supports your liver, your kidneys, detoxifies your body, uses natural things like milk thistle extract. That's Icarin, available for 50% off at an introductory price. We also have a couple of specials. Two packs. We've got a InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. You can get Carnivore and Floor Life, two powerful digestive aids. Carnivore helps your digestion. Floor Life helps your gut health. It's probiotics for an unprecedented 50% off. And we have Super Male and Super Female Vitality together in a his or hers pack. It is discounted 40% off. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's very important. That's what funds this operation, this programming. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at sex and drugs here. We've got Jeff Sessions talking about opioids. He was criticized last week because he said, you know, we could ease this opioid epidemic if people would just take some aspirin and tough it out a little bit. All right. You know, Rand Paul, when he was hit from behind, severely injured, several broken ribs and so forth, he was in incredible pain breathing. And I know my wife had a similar injury. She had fewer ribs, and it was just incredible. And both Rand Paul and his wife talked about how bad it was. He had even more injuries that were displaced and so forth. But when he talked to a doctor about it, he said, I stayed away from opioids. I took over-the-counter pain medication. And he was in a severe amount of pain. But the attorney general was making the point that doctors are giving out too many of these painkillers. Yes, they've been pushing it. Why have they been pushing it? Because it's profitable for the big pharmaceutical companies. And they go to the doctors and they tell them, you know, prescribe this. And, of course, the FDA has come along and said, yeah, there's no problem with that. Yeah. We have this mentality that if the government says it's okay, it's okay. You know, so opioids are okay. So you just take them. Don't worry about it. They were given to you by a doctor. They were given to you by the hospital. The FDA said it was okay. People are making lots of money off of it. So you just take those opioids. Not a problem. Not a problem. But if the FDA or the DEA says something is prohibited, oh, better stay away from that. Even if there's evidence to the contrary, even if there's evidence that it can be very effective, that it doesn't have any serious side effects, they can still prohibit it. And I'm talking about medical marijuana and other things that they have done. They're going after homeopathics. The same FDA that has turned a blind eye to opioid epidemic. And I have to ask Jeff Sessions. Here's the deal. You know, they criticize him. They say, oh, you know, you're making light of the opioid epidemic. Well, what he should do is, if he believes in drug prohibition, if he thinks that drug prohibition is something that is effective, in spite of 47 years of evidence to the contrary, then Jeff Sessions, please prohibit opioids. Why are they still allowing it? We've now had the company that started all this stuff and said, well, we're going to stop advertising it to doctors. Well, that would be a start, wouldn't it? That'd be a great start to stop advertising it and pushing it and having turning the doctors and the hospitals into your pushers
to get people addicted to your product, that'd be a great start. But, you know, just do what you did with the drug war. If that is something that is effective, if there's a drug that needs to be prohibited, prohibit opioids. But, of course, it isn't going to work, is it? Because it hasn't worked against any of the other drugs that they have prohibited. But it tells you something about why they prohibit some and don't prohibit others. It's about the money. Exactly about the money. And here's another example, which I think provides us with a great contrast between two UN agendas. A UN agenda that prohibits drug wars, because there prohibits drugs. That's the basis of our drug war, is a UN agenda that was passed in 1961. It created the four different schedules. It even put the different drugs in the different schedules. Marijuana was put in as a Schedule One drug, saying it had absolutely no medical use. We know that's a lie. And then they have another agenda, and a pedophile agenda that masquerades itself as an educational agenda for your children's benefit, of course. But let's look at how these two come together in one small town in Pennsylvania, Spartanburg, Pennsylvania, population 300. This town had a convicted pedophile as their fire chief, and it created a national firestorm. He was listed in the state's Megan's Law database for raping a four-year-old girl. He went to prison for a very short period of time. He came out. He says, hey, I've done my time. I'm okay. In spite of the fact that we know that pedophiles do not stop. I would not trust this guy around it. And that's why we have Megan's Law, because we know that people typically repeat that pattern of behavior no matter how long you leave them in jail. But he's one of the few people that's gone to jail for being a pedophile, because we have the statute of limitations, because the politicians don't want to go to jail themselves. They said in all fairness to the town, it was his fellow firemen who actually elected him and not the townspeople. This is from the Free Thought Project. The town took the position, however, that he was fit for the job. And there was an international criticism of this, so he decided that he would step down, and they have taken down their social media site and so forth because there's so much criticism there. What he said was, well, that was 20 years ago. The story you were telling kids, we're the ones who are abusing kids, not this guy who raped a four-year-old girl. The one you're telling kids is that once you make a mistake, you'll be punished for the rest of your life. No, you'll be cordoned off and kept away from people, not being a first responder and so forth. But let's contrast this guy that they sent to jail for a short period of time and then made fire chief. Let's contrast that to a guy who's 70 years old, a Wake Forest University Medical School graduate, a medical marijuana advocate in North Carolina. He was given an 18-year sentence, in other words, a life sentence. Why? They were looking for something. They didn't like the fact that he was a medical marijuana advocate in North Carolina. So they started snooping around, and they couldn't find anything on him. It would just be a misdemeanor charge, possession of marijuana. He had advocated it, a cannabis advocate. He had used THC to treat his autistic son and so forth. And so all they could get on him was a misdemeanor charge. So they started prying around in a storage room of belongings that once belonged to his parents, who are both dead. This guy's 70 years old. They found two bottles of old prescriptions. One was morphine. The other was OxyContin, opioids. And even though they were decades old, one was unused, the other was half-filled. They belonged to his dead parents, and they went through the storage facility and found that. They charged him instead with trafficking heroin. And so now he gets a life sentence. The child molester is free. And where's this coming from? Folks, this is coming from the UN. Take a look at this. In yet another bid by the United Nations, this is from the New American, to sexualize and indoctrinate your children, UNESCO, the UN Educational, Cultural, and Scientific Organization, has unveiled a new set of comprehensive sexuality education standards. They have a UN planetary sex ed scheme that advocates things like masturbation, abortion, gender confusion, homosexuality, homosexual parenting, contraception, fornication, others. They mentioned Planned Parenthood 20 times, positively, and it is a full-blown assault on parental rights, traditional morality. It's called the International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education. This is the way they operate. They create their agendas, and they push them, and they get them enacted by national governments. And they want the kids to be gender confused, because then they can consent to sex.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday, and that means that Lionel is going to be joining us, and always happy to have Lionel joining us in the last half hour of the program on Wednesday. It's been a regular thing. Grateful to have him here. And Lionel, you were in Tampa this week, weren't you? Or are you still there making a speech?
No, I was certainly there, and a place where you and I shared some time
In fact,
that's right. Yeah, I hope you got a Cuban sandwich and some garbanzo bean soup there.
You know, it's funny you say that. My wife and I hit so much Cuban bread that I am, I think I'm toxic, but in a good way. But it was very, very interesting. And also great to show that when you travel, no matter where you think you're going or where you are, how people share a reality that is not in any way exemplified by the mainstream media. I don't know what they're looking at. I got to ask you this question. Can you please explain to me, let's assume, I like to do this thing called a man from Mars, some Venusian sits there and says, would you please explain to me why? And nobody's trying to dismiss the importance of what Rob Porter allegedly did. Violence is violence is violence. It's wrong. Absolutely no doubt about it. Why is there such an inordinate amount of attention to Rob Porter?
Yeah.
And not to child trafficking, Bill Clinton, and others. How explain this one? Because I think it's terrific. Anytime you ferret this out, go ahead. It's okay. No problem. You don't need my permission. Go for it. But I don't understand the selectivity of why this gets the attention and other things don't.
Oh, because it's bread and circuses, as you well know. And then we got Facebook coming out and saying, we're going to control it because we want real news and we don't want any sensationalism. It's like, wait a minute. Then that means that you're going to ban the major networks that are very sensationalist and all of this stuff. I mean, like you just pointed out, Porter, or take a look at the Olympics and the way they spun all that stuff. I mean, all of it is sensationalism.
Now, better one too. This same Venusian says, well, since you couldn't answer that one, try this one. Explain telling the Russians, because I know nobody cares about the Russians. They're guilty of whatever it is you claim they did. But
of everything is, they're
everything,
guilty of everything.
Just even say it and you're right. But when they're told you are not able to compete, whatever, and if you are, you're under the OAR, this kind of a nondescript, you know, okay, well, you'll do it in name only, but don't mention Russia. And we can't show you what you exactly violated. We can't show you what laws you broke. We can't show you what chemicals you took. We can't show you that which you, Mr. Knight, you were speeding. How fast was I going? I can't tell you how fast you were going. Mr. White, Mr. Knight, you're overweight. How much do I weigh? I can't tell you how much, but for some reason or another, we're just going to say, just because, they actually said this, just because we cannot tell you how you broke the rules doesn't mean that you didn't break the rules. Now, only in, this is, I know it's not jurisprudence per se. I know it's international. And yet, again, here's the Venusian again. Mr. Knight, would you please explain to me why this scrutiny over testing, which is important, of course, but not over an individual doctor who basically raped scores of American athletes. How do you explain this? This is what I don't get. Either you care about it or you don't care about it. I don't understand.
Oh yeah. The double standard is absolutely amazing, especially when you look at things like I was just pointing out the last segment, this guy who is the fire chief of this town, even though he raped a 4-year-old girl, he gets out and goes, hey, I didn't buy time. It's okay. And you know, they say it's all right until everybody starts complaining about it. And then you got a guy who's 70 years old. He's a doctor. They rummage through his deceased parents' storage shed. They find a half bottle of OxyContin and opioids, right? And then they charge him with trafficking heroin and sentence him to 18 years. I mean, what is the deal? Why are we so obsessed with marijuana and we don't care about opioids? I mean, if they thought that this is going to work, then prohibit opioids. We know it's not going to work to prohibit opioids, but they could at least go through the motion, right?
I could not have said it better myself. You know, another thing, too, I don't want to get too heady, but then again, it's Wednesday. What the hell? You know, I was reading about sometimes, you know, David, I don't want to say the wrong thing. God forbid me saying the wrong thing. But, you know, here I am in my world and you are in your world and you're far different, I think, from the rest of us. But I do not profess to know.
I hope that's a compliment.
It is a compliment if you squint. No.
Yeah, I
do believe that I know a lot of stuff, but I have never been on an Intel committee. I've never been in an Intel meeting. I've never been to a Bilderberg meeting. I've never been to Davos. I've never met with Soros. So I'm kind of like on the outside of the stadium trying to guess the score by virtue of the roar of the crowd. But I'm still pretty good. I still know what's going on. So when something comes up, and somebody, for example, were to say something, if somebody, for example, if there was something that people were going crazy about because Jerome Corsi, a man I respect tremendously, was trying to explain Henry Kissinger and say, you know, Kissinger may, you might want to listen to what he has said. And they're saying, Kissinger, no, you don't understand. You cannot do this. David, there is no black and white. There is no Manichaean. There is no good and evil. There is no perfect world. There is no groups of people out there who are the light and the salvation. And the angels and the darkness and the devils. It's kind of a combination of a lot of people. It's a very complicated world. There's good bacteria and bad bacteria. There's good, and there is no such thing as this perfect world. Sometimes we're going to have to get a version of Saudi Arabia. We're going to have to make a deal with one particular group of people that we're not too crazy about, because in view, we're like tacking. We're sailing. We're going this way and then that way, not straight. If this makes any sense, I just want people to understand that sometimes we get into this apodictic, we're truth warriors and we're right and we're wrong and this glory and vindication. But sometimes it's a little bit more complicated. Nobody has clean hands. Nobody out there in the world is, they're not.
You know, we have government as, what was it, Madison said, you know, we have government because men are not angels. And because they're not angels, we don't dare let them get away with most of it, to paraphrase him. We got to keep a close eye on everybody. You know, we have this dual nature to us, don't we? We're all kind of a bit of Jekyll and Hyde. And so you have to try to create standards that put things in check. But on the other hand, when you look at, we got a second judge, you know, you're a lawyer.
Right.
We got a second judge who's come out on this DACA thing and said, I'm going to put a hold on this because of what President Trump tweeted. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, DACA is not a law. It was a memo from the previous director of Homeland Security saying we're not going to enforce the law. And you didn't have anything to say about that. So why do you have something to say about a president who says now we're going to enforce the law? How is that something that even comes before a judge?
I've never heard how anybody can look at this extrajudicial. For example, that's like a judge saying, you know, I was on an Amtrak the other day and I overheard the president. What? What does that have to do with anything? Well, that kind of gives me an idea of the tenor and the flavor of where the president is going. I'm going to deal extrajudicially with this. You know, I just want to explain. I guess the theme today is that this is a mess. None of this makes any sense. None of this. I don't know who the good guys are. I don't know who the bad guys are. I don't know anything. Sometimes I think Trump makes can he be this smart? And then I look sometimes, it's like with Kelly, it's like, does Kelly know what he's doing? Have we elevated this Marine general to genius status? Are we finding out that people named Mad Dog should not be in charge of defense? Are we realizing that maybe some of these people should not be basically doing what they're doing? And then again,
well, they're going to have to get another filter for President Trump. You know, that's what Kelly has been doing. He's been filtering his news. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're talking to Lionel. Of course, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. Also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. And his website is lionelmedia.com. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat wheat from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel as we're going to the break. Lionel was talking about what's going on with this guy Porter in the White House. And you know, Lionel, I think the better question was the one that was put out there by Piers Morgan. It's like, what is Omarosa doing in the White House?
Who is that's even worse. Who is Omarosa?
Who hired her? Fire that person.
Who is she? But I mean, okay, fine. Who is she? She's not, stop it. You know,
yeah. I know.
Let me go back. David, today is a very tough day for me because there's like 10 million. Nothing makes sense today. Nothing. Over the weekend, my wife and I happened to be in Tampa, you said. And I happened to be born in this place called Ybor City. And it's this.
Oh, I know it well. Yeah.
It's this Latin area. My grandparents and my father's side were both cigar makers, and they have all of these signs to the Italians and the Cubans and the Spaniards who came to Tampa and built this fledgling cigar industry. And they celebrate these foreign influences with the, you know, the Latin this and that. But all of them, I think, I would venture to say, I'm just saying, I can't verify it, but most, if not all of them, were legal. They didn't, hordes of people who went to work. Now, nobody is, I'm trying not to confuse the beauty of heterogeneity and how it helps a culture to be, yes, we're all for that. But DACA, dreamers, you know, I'm arrested for shoplifting.
It's a fiction. It's absolute fiction.
I was dreaming about this particular item I stole. I was dreaming about this item. I didn't rob the bank. I was dreaming of the money I was going to take. It's like, no, you've taken this idea of basically you're opening the borders because, number one, you want there to be this absolute flood of individuals because the Democrats are not winning because they have completely lost Black America completely. They need new voters. They've also, did you see what was it? Politico who's telling Bill Clinton, stay away.
Yes. Yes, you're going to be a liability during the election. Well, you know, the interesting thing about that, Lionel, is the fact that, you know, he had these, remember the first time this all happened, which is why people of our age look a little bit at these accusations and with a bit of skepticism when they first come up, because we had the Clarence Thomas hearings and we had Anita Hill, who was saying, well, he said some unkind things to me and some sexual advances and so forth, verbal. And that was a very big deal during the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. And then a couple of years later, when all of these eruptions happen about Bill Clinton's physical sexual assault and rapes and accusations of all that kind of stuff, guess who was defending him? It was Anita Hill. And it was Gloria Steinem. And everybody said, wait a minute, this whole thing is so phony. and so now, you know, you want to put Bill Clinton back into this mix right here? Ain't going to happen.
I'm not trying to in any way... Listen, we all have daughters and wives and women. I don't even have to tell you this. But Clarence Thomas, at his worst, I don't believe there was any kind of physical attack. Not that that makes any difference. But I think he made something about he was so smooth. If anything, the guy should be arrested for Clarence, did you think that this was somehow arousing? Is it, hey, is that, who put this pubic hair in my coat? Oh, I'm such a Lothario. That's the come online. And also, with all due respect.
Yeah, I bet that probably didn't work too well with most women, but.
It's not a big, it's
that
not
was
a big
the case.
Fun. Remember the old joke? Whatever's out of the question. Anyway, so the other thing was he basically put on the map, if you remember the time, Long Dong Silver. I'm sorry, it's a family show. That's what it was about. Bad porn, imaginary mentioned characters, and, you know, that's it. Now, you have Bill Clinton, women, cut lips, bitten, attacked, rape, physical, violence, and the cover-up. Imagine if whatever Ginny Thomas or Virginia, whatever his wife's name was, imagine if she then went after Claire. I know there was some, maybe there was a phone call years later. The two have nothing to do. And what the Democrats will say is, I guess, there is nothing to, Rob Porter, public enemy number one, Clarence Thomas, but Bill Clinton. And then we're talking about, but what about child trafficking? Well, let's don't get too crazy about it. We don't know where that one's going. We are the most schizophrenic, with all due respect and apologies to schizophrenics, we're the schizoid personality. I can't figure any of this out. And instead, somehow,
You do have to apologize to schizophrenics because, you know, Sony had to apologize because they had Peter Rabbit showing that he's victimized because of his allergies and some joke with an EpiPen. They had to apologize. That's the insanity of the culture that we live in right now.
I mean, I think this must be another part of this because I'm telling you, I'm walking around and saying, none of this makes any sense. How about this? Does anybody know what Bill Gates is all about? When I see Bill Gates on that super, you know, I happen to be in this hotel room and I'm watching for the first time Good Morning America. Don't ask me why it was on. I think George Stephanopoulos died in 1992 and nobody told him. He's dead. He's on this show and I don't know why he's there, but they're talking about these and Bill Gates, Robin, whatever was talking to Bill Gates. And I'm thinking, Bill Gates, do you know what he's going around with vaccines? I mean, look, I have no evidence of it, but I would wherever Bill Gates goes, population and fertility drops dramatically. I'm just saying he's like the walking, you know, so he's been held up to this apotheosis, this, oh my God, he's a God. He and Melinda Gates are vaccinating and I'm thinking, whoa, I'm not so sure why somebody look at that. Oh, stop that. Now we've got him. He gets a complete pass on this one. We also have people who, when you say, "Well, it's funny that you say this," whenever I want to talk about shots and injections and the like, and I wish President Trump would go back to this. Have we just forgotten the perhaps causal link between vaccine protocols and autism rates going through the roof? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to Bobby Kennedy Jr.? Reached out? What did Big Pharma get to Trump on this one? Because I mean, do we just forget about this one? Did we just say, well, we don't want to push that? So there's
India hasn't forgotten about it. I mean, they're investigating these NGOs that are affiliated with the Gates and these other billionaires who are pushing vaccines in India. And they said, look at what happened here. They've got very real concrete evidence of injury there, and they're going after them criminally. But, of course, they're not paying attention to it here in the U.S., and, of course, they're not going to mention it on these wonderful news channels that Facebook wants to promote.
This morning, you know, Facebook is becoming the most heavy-handed and draconian this morning. We Facebook, look, let's face it, it is a medium. It's like billboards, and you use it, and you perpetuate the brand, and but you promulgate the brand, if you will. And for some reason or another, I thought innocuous story, and they said, watch it. If you do this one more time, you're up to something. And I'm getting this warning, this admonition, like, I'm not doing anything. Being scolded. We'll shut you down for a moment. You know, let me just say something right now. Ladies and gentlemen of the world, if you think Mark Zuckerberg is in charge of Facebook, if you think that Larry and Sergey are running Google, I mean, if you really think these people are actually running it, I don't know where they come from, central casting, nerd, you know, Nerds Are Us or whatever. And let me throw one more thing at you. David, are you buying this Elon Musk SpaceX thing with the ship and the?
I'm not buying his electric cars either. Except I am, because I'm a taxpayer, so I'm subsidizing it for these people who make more money than me, so they can go out and buy heavily subsidized cars. He's made more than $4 billion a couple of years ago. The LA Times is pointing out he made more than $4 billion in government subsidies. I mean, you know, this guy is getting up to close to the net worth of Donald Trump just in government subsidies.
And can you tell me, the other day I was asking a question, I said, may I ask one simple thing? Call me wacky, but whenever we go to space, whenever we do anything, whenever somebody goes there and lands on the moon or puts a Tesla car up there, are there just no stars anymore? And if we just lost this thing called stars, and I get this stuff like, no, you don't understand the sun or whatever, I'm thinking, people have this reluctance to dare ask the question, maybe this is a con. Maybe it didn't exist. It is possible. There's this new allergy that people have to admitting that, well, there would have been so many checks and balances. And I'm not necessarily saying that it's true, but you got to understand, David, at my stage of my life right now, I don't believe anything. Nothing.
I'll tell you what, the most obvious con of that whole thing was setting off a firecracker with a cherry on top on the very day that his financial reports came out showing that their losses had quadrupled from the previous year. So don't pay any attention to the fact that he can't manufacture the cars. He's going to send one of the junk cars up into space. Pay attention to that and worship him for being the king of technology. No, he's the king of crony capitalism. That's the real con that's going on there. But that guy really does have a reality distortion feel around him like Steve Jobs. And then some. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. As always, it's been a great pleasure. And you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, Twitter, Lionel Media.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose itchy, watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.